Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. If you're new to the show, buckle up, because we're diving deep into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism, but with a modern twist. Think of us as your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes to navigate this crazy world. Now, today's episode is all about setting yourself up for success, and I'm not just talking about promotions or that dream vacation, though those are cool too. I'm talking about creating a clear vision for the life you want and making it happen. Ever feel like you're just drifting through life? Like you're going through the motions, but never really achieving anything meaningful? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that. And believe it or not, there's a pretty simple tool that can help us. The vision board. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, vision boards. Aren't those for Pinterest and Instagram? Well, trust me, this isn't your average fluffy self-help session. This is about harnessing the power of visualization and intention to actually manifest your goals. It's like giving your subconscious mind a roadmap to success. Think of it as crafting a visual representation of your dreams, your aspirations, the life you want to live. Here are 5 key takeaways to make this vision board truly rock. First, be specific. Don't just write travel or success. What does that actually look like? Is it backpacking through Southeast Asia? Is it launching your own company? Get granular. The more detail you have, the clearer your vision becomes. Second, tap into your emotions. This isn't just about facts and figures, it's about how these goals make you feel. Imagine yourself achieving them. What does that joy look like? What feelings of accomplishment and fulfillment wash over you? Let those emotions guide your choices. Third, mix it up. Don't just stick to pictures. Throw in quotes that inspired you. Some lyrics that resonate with your journey, even sketches or doodles that capture your vision. Make it a multi-sensory experience. You know that feeling when a song instantly transports you back to a specific moment? That's the power we're harnessing here. Fourth, make it visible. Don't just stash this bad boy in a drawer. Put it somewhere you'll see it every day, your bedroom wall, your office desk, even your bathroom mirror. Make it a constant reminder of what you're striving for. Think about it like your personal mantra board, keeping those goals front and center in your mind. Finally, review and revise regularly. Life is constantly evolving, so should your vision board. Revisit it monthly, quarterly, or even annually and see if anything needs adjusting. Are you still aligned with these goals? Does the imagery still inspire you? Don't be afraid to make changes after all. This is about growth and progress, not stagnation. Now, let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I had this friend, Sarah, who was stuck in a rut. She felt uninspired at work, her personal life lacked excitement, and she just wasn't feeling fulfilled. One day, I suggested she create a vision board. At first, she was hesitant. That sounds cheesy, she said, but I convinced her to give it a shot. She spent an afternoon browsing magazines, collecting inspiring quotes, and even sketching out some of her dreams. A few weeks later, Sir told me how different she felt. Looking at her vision board every day had ignited a spark in her. It reminded her of the possibilities, the life she wanted to create. She started taking small steps towards her goals, signing up for that creative writing course, reaching out to old friends, even exploring a new career path. The point is, creating a vision board isn't just about decorating your walls, it's about setting intentions, visualizing your future self, and taking action. It's a powerful tool to bring clarity, focus, and inspiration into your life. So, what are you waiting for? Grab some magazines, get your favorite quotes, unleash your creativity, and start crafting your own vision board. Remember, the power to create the life you desire is within you. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share your experiences with us on social media. I love hearing how this resonates with you. And until next time, stay stoic, stay focused, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.